Wow, let us pray together. Father in heaven, thank you for our worship this morning, and especially want to thank the youth, and what a beautiful presentation of the Christmas story. And Lord, as we gather together again this morning, we're reminded about today's theme, the theme of joy, and we pray that that would indeed fill our hearts this morning as we are reminded of your great sacrifice and your great gift at Christmas time. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, thank you. Nice to have you here this morning. Didn't the youth do a great job? Wow. You know, I should have come up before and let the youth end the service, shouldn't I? Right? Yeah. That's how it should have worked out. Anyway, thank you, Sue. And next week we have Kids Connection. Wow, that's coming next week. And then Christmas Eve service. Can I tell you that's my favorite service? I'm sorry if I'm being, you know. Candlelight service on Christmas Eve is my personal favorite service. If you haven't experienced candlelight here at Village Green, you don't know what you're missing. It's a gorgeous, absolutely beautiful service. And as a reminder, too, I know we have announced this, but I want to just reiterate it. We do not have a service on the last Sunday of the year, okay? It's a volunteer appreciation Sunday, so just to remind everybody, you get to stay home with your family, okay? I thought it would be more joyful than that. All right, we obviously missed something really funny over here, so, you know, you got to share it now. No, okay, all right. Listen, every Christmas here at Village Green is a time when we celebrate Advent. And we've done Advent for a number of years here at Village Green. And the thing about Advent is that it's the same themes every year. It's hope, peace, joy, love. And then Christmas Eve, we light the very last candle, which is the Christ candle, and acknowledge his coming. But I have to admit, this is the week that always confounds me the most. You know, it's okay to talk about hope and peace in some ways. And next week we're talking about love. But joy has this thing, this tension attached to it, especially in the world that we live in. You know, there's this thing that, you know, we're supposed to put on these happy faces and these joyful reflections of this time of year. But that's not the case for many of us. Joy is this kind of fleeting thing. Sometimes, you know, I often thought it was a reflex to the circumstances that are happening around us. But that's the farthest thing from what the Bible has to say about joy. In fact, as much as we can be affected by the things that are happening around us, joy is this thing that's found deep within us. It's one of these things that nurtures our soul. And, you know, we talk a lot about the things that impact our soul in our lives. And what makes really the difficulties when it comes to, you know, the Advent season is I'm coming to realize more and more and more and more and more that this thing that we started with at the beginning of the Advent season, this thing called hope, is where everything else revolves around. If we don't have this particular hope, there's no chance, I believe, that we'll ever find peace, that we'll ever experience the deep, nurturing, soul-abiding peace that we need. I believe the same thing about joy, that joy will definitely always be elusive to you if what you hope in isn't true hope, if I want to say it that way. And I would argue the same with love. And I would argue the same about our belief in Christ. Our belief in Christ isn't just to make us feel good. It's about something much greater than our personal feelings. It's about a promise that Jesus made. It's about a hope that Jesus brought. And it's something that deeply becomes ingrained in our souls, where we can say, I have a hope in Jesus Christ, and because of that, I live dramatically different than everybody else. Things can invade our lives in a particular way, but in the midst of it all, I can still have peace. In the midst of it all, I can still have joy, because my hope lies elsewhere and in something that is an assurance and a promise that comes directly from God through his son, Jesus Christ. You know, the youth read during the play and during the Advent, they read a passage out of Isaiah, and I want to read a little bit more of that passage to kind of expand a little bit on it. Because Isaiah, out of chapter 12, I think You might have to fact check me, but I think this is the shortest chapter in the entire book of Isaiah, in all 66 chapters. But the entire chapter 12, starting at verse 2, says this: See, God has come to save me. I will trust in him and not be afraid. Do you know how many times the Bible talks about, I will trust in God, and because of that, I will not be afraid? The Lord God is my strength and my song. He has given me victory. With joy, you will drink deeply from the fountain of salvation. In that wonderful day, you will sing, thank the Lord, praise his name, tell the nations what he has done. Let them know how mighty he is. Sing to the Lord, for he has done wonderful things. Make known his praise around the world. Let all the people of Jerusalem shout his praise with sadness. That's a wake-up check. With joy. With joy. For great is the Holy One of Israel who lives among you. Now, you read that passage and you see the word joy being used twice. But what if I was to tell you that in the Hebrew, the word for joy is two different words here? It's not the same word. The first one talks about the joy of salvation. It's a response that I have. And as the passage goes and it gets to the second joy, it's a different type of proclamation of joy, because this is joy in singing. I'm so overwhelmed with joy by what it is that I'm experiencing from God that the passage ends with Isaiah saying, let's all sing about it. Like our hearts are overflowing, our hearts are overwhelmed. And, you know, when we understand fully what we have been given by God, we can do nothing less than want to lift our voices in song. So much of the Bible talks in terms of joy. We know when Jesus was born, the angel said, you know, good news that we bring with great joy. The Apostle Paul, when he was in prison, he said this: always be full of joy in the Lord, and I say it again, rejoice. Philippians 4:4. James, you know, wrote this in James 1:2. Dear brothers and sisters, when troubles of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity for joy. Imagine that. When troubles come your way, consider it that an opportunity for joy. Because the Bible understands that everything in your life is an opportunity and a choice that you make. Peter wrote this in 1 Peter 1:6. So be truly glad, There is wonderful joy ahead, even though you must endure many trials for a little while. I'm shocked by the juxtaposition of difficulties in life and the decision for joy. I'm always surprised at how closely those two things are related in the Bible. Okay? Now I'm going to borrow a line that came out of the Advent reading because I think this is so true. The joy is the active voice of hope. The joy is the active voice of hope. I think one of the things that triggers joy in our lives on a personal level is this thing called gratitude. And we've talked about this many, many times in this platform, how important gratitude is, because it's a perspective-altering exercise. When we make that choice to be joyful, gratitude helps us come to that place. But if we're not full of gratitude, we find it very difficult to have any peace in our lives, any joy in our lives, any hope in our lives. So important. Now, I want to close with just one last statement. This comes out of a book by Bob Goff, who writes Love Does. And this is a line that comes out of this book that I just love, and it's kind of priming us for next week. He says, when joy is a habit, love is a reflex. I want you to ponder about that. When joy is a habit, love becomes a reflex. Next week, we're going to talk about love. Such an easy topic, right? Oh, yeah. But this time of year, you may not be feeling joy in your heart because there's so much happening and so much going on. But the birth of a baby in Bethlehem over 2,000 years ago brought divine hope, divine peace, divine joy, wrapped in divine love. And I pray that whatever you're experiencing this Christmas, that you will focus on the ultimate hope that we have this Christmas season. And may it bring you joy in a way you never expected, because of what Jesus has accomplished for you. Amen. Amen. Let's pray together. Father, thank you that joy can be a conscious choice in our lives. And when it is, love naturally flows. Peace becomes a part of our reality. And that hope that we cling to in Christ is able to carry us through some of the most difficult seasons of life. And we thank you that we can have joy in the midst of it because our hope is in you and in you alone. So, Lord, we thank you. We pray your blessing upon this service this morning. We pray it has at least touched one person's life in a significant way and drawn them closer to Jesus. And in your name we ask it. Amen. Merry Christmas, everyone.